I'm at a public research talk to learn about a gas tax that could help some Utah residents breathe a little easier. In theory, a tax on gasoline would reduce the number of trips that we make in our cars and trucks, reducing vehicle emissions, and thus reducing the concentration of harmful pollutants in the air. To be clear, this gas tax is hypothetical. It is not being considered by policymakers at this time, but was simply part of an experiment to see what kind of economic disincentive would be necessary to eliminate red air days. So, how much would gas have to cost? I asked one of the study's authors, Arthur Kaplan, a professor of economics at Utah State University.
When the results finally came in and that number, $5.72 a gallon, was what, you know, came out of the analysis, I have to admit I was a bit set back because it seems so unrealistic to me, irrespective of the fact that it does seem to pass, at least under some circumstances, a benefit-cost test. I was still set back because of its political intractability.
$5.72 per gallon. That's what the tax would have to be. Considering that at the time that the data was collected for this study, gas was about $3.50, the tax would have raised the price at the pump to about $9.25 per gallon. Here's the part of the story where I quip, should we expect to see gas prices in Utah spike anytime soon? Don't hold your breath. But maybe you should. Because those benefit-cost analyses that Kaplan mentioned, some show that paying just about $10 a gallon at the pump is still cheaper in the long run than the public health cost of chronic exposure to unhealthy air.
People suggest that these costs are hidden in a way that we don't think about them. Our lives are busy and hectic, and we don't stop to think about what we're breathing into our lungs. And so in our minds, we keep hidden these costs. But our medical profession, our health professionals, are telling me that they're real. They're very high and very damaging. And so when you take it from the research and put it up on the screen and say, these are the numbers, and you actually start looking at the dollars and costs, then it becomes real.
Kaplan's study was published in the journal Environmental and Resource Economics. There's a link at our website. For Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Daniel Kinka.